Okay. This is a draft for a script or something like that for a presentation about the Sankirtan Foundation. I think I made a recording already, but just in case there's something coming up here, what we spoke about. Yes. What is the Sankirtan Foundation? It's a Swedish foundation. With one single simple purpose, and that's what the name itself contains in a nutshell. And if you, yes, you, know now what I'm talking about, and if you like me, was an old servant of the Sankirtan movement, Kijai. Then please continue looking, because this might just be for you what you've been waiting for. Seriously. Let me read here from the Constitution. So this is the purpose. It is to spread transcendental Sanatana Dharma, knowledge and culture based on the Vaishnava Siddhanta. But in general, serving the people of this world, by presenting this path of self-realization that you find here in this Bhakti Marga, which is very beautiful. As is the Sanatana Dharma. Is universal for us all us souls here. There are, of course, already organizations and institutions and churches and moths publishers and so on. That are here to give us this kind of knowledge. which is very nice. And Sankirtan is going on. There's Harinam every Saturday. Here downtown Stockholm, and some devotees go out, sell books on the streets, just like in the old days. And then, of course, the old veterans from the 70s, 80s, 90s may start moving around there in the background. So I'll tell you what we were doing, what Sankirtan was then. Huh. But anyway, times change, and we behind this foundation, Sankirtan Foundation, we share that. Strong feeling that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada are standing here behind us saying, use all available, this fantastic media that is so powerful and inexpensive and beautiful today. Use it more. This is just the beginning. Well, that's the kind of vision this is built on. Okay, I just got this idea in case I remember. I should remember to. We could make a script out of this, send to all those who want to put up the camera and speak that into the camera, and then we cut between each other. That would be nice. You got the Vedic knowledge. Let's look at it. We sometimes call it Vedic tree of knowledge, where you have, why is it called a tree? Because it's got level by level that you can, you climb, and then you come to the top, so to speak, or the roots, whatever you, however you want to see it. And it starts there with Dharma and good rules for living in this world, karma, yoga, and so on. And then you've got the Gita there, which of course is there from part of the Mahabharata, which was the epic that one of them, that you could say, upholds the Indian civilization, and that of several countries around there, I guess. So it's powerful. Now, it is often said that the Mahabharata is made for simple people, ordinary people. It's a story, an epic, and a movie, and so on. But then, as you get more serious, then you read the Bhagavad Gita, of course, it's there, and then continue. And you got this Srimad Bhagavatam, and you got the Vedanta there, of course, and the Upanishads, and all of these Shastra, which basically, I would say, lead the audience. Because this, we're talking about the media of those days, which existed mainly in the form of spoken words, written on palm leaves sometimes, or whatever. Cut into stone, put into songs, told in the sky. So that's what we're talking about, media. So you can see it that way. We start with the entertainment level, the good stories that people get sucked into, the films, the movies, the games. Do you have any idea how big that market, as they call it, is today? How many people are hanging out there, consuming film or something like that, binge-watching Netflix series or whatever? It's an enormous market. You can just look at it by seeing how much money is flying around there. The game market is said to be bigger than the film market. So the field is open. And all it takes is a Vaishnava Sanatan Dharmi writing the successor to Harry Potter or Game of Thrones. And then gradually, as people get drawn into that cosmos, which this tree really is, and then finds doors opening to go further. Oh, you like that? Well, learn more about those characters, learn more about this knowledge that you find here and that entertaining TV series or whatever it was, or book, or game, or all of them. Interested in philosophy? Here it is. Read the Bhagavad Gita, or we have this other, here some scholars are talking on this channel here. And then, well, we who are the founders of this foundation want to have an honorary seat within it for this person. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who gave us this mission, and whom I personally hear. Consider my Siksha Guru and I'm serving. He's the one who told us just use any media available, books, magazines, radio, TV, anything. And now we have anything and everything. But since for us, it all began with him and his part of that Sankirtan mission, which was to translate, comment and explain. This great transcendental literature from India, which we sometimes call the treasure, real treasures from India that the British forgot to take. Prabhupada then went to England to give them. So yes, in the Constitution we have written that but also this tree here, this stairway that you can follow here in the media that we want to produce, well, it's also meant to distribute. And a central purpose that this foundation serves is to, in the spirit that we, the founders, are grown up in, to distribute the literature by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And yes, of course, others too, he asked his disciples and his followers to also write your own books, explain all this beautiful knowledge in your own words, according to your own realizations, to your own people. And that's what we are doing here. But our great gratitude and respect is embedded in this foundation for Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So yeah. This is enough for now.